So, didn't have the opportunity yesterday to say, offer some praise. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu. And all of our good fortune comes from praising the Vaishnavas and any connection with them. And if we look, that song we sing every day, more than once, Hari Harai Nama Krishna, like the lines like, was it? Eshai Goshai Jar Mui Taro Das Tansabara Pada Renu Mora Panchagras. I thought, what does that mean? Like the dust from their lotus feet, that's what nourishes me, keeps me alive. That's our food. And it's very profound thing I can't possibly really express. It's beyond my capacity. But on some level, I can understand. Just like the Chaitanya Charitamritam, that is what is nourishing us. We're trying to serve Chaitanya Charitamritam by hearing it. When Srila Prabhupada had left Vrindavan, and he's on the voyage from India to America, just think about it. At his age, he's on a 30-day boat ride. I remember when the lady came, gave a donation in the time of Gurudev, but this was in lockdown. It was like the annual Janmashtami Vaishnava Festival, and she wanted to speak to me and I'm talking to her. And I said, ma'am, where have you come from? And it was like from Khabarovsk or somewhere. And it was a 6-day train ride. Something like that. Really, it was like a week on the train for her to come. And so when she gave those rubles, I remember Gurudev saying, these are very heavy rubles. They may not be in quantity what someone else has given, but someone who sacrificed so much, what they can give, it has some extra weight to it. So, but I was just astonished. I think the longest train ride I ever took in any was like 2 days, which seemed forever. But this was like 6. Prabhupada, 30 days on a boat out in the middle of the ocean where all you see in all directions is water. And he's wondering, and rhetorically speaking, what am I doing? Why? He knows what he's doing and why he's there. He's trying to fulfill the order of Saraswati Thakur. With his last dying breath, his last ounce of blood, he's wholly emptied himself of any desire other than the order of Saraswati Thakur, and he's offering himself on the altar of self-sacrifice. Right. But one of the many things that are interesting about this, but one I found of peculiarly noteworthy, was in his diary that he kept on the ship, and he starts saying how he's feeling separation from Radha Damodar, Radha Madan Mohan. He starts naming the Goswami's deities, but remember, he's living at Radha Damodar temple. He's saying, I'm feeling, now I'm so far away from Vrindavan, and I'm feeling separation from my worshipable lords, and he names those Goswami deities. But then he said something I found very inspiring. He said, daily I am relishing the nectarine of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. He said, which is the source of my all vitality. He's saying, so in the midst of this horrendous circumstance and situation, how am I keeping myself alive? By this nectarine substance that's flowing in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. Right? So Narottam Thakur, when he is praising Rup, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Jiva Gopal, Bhatta Das Raghunath, and we're, by extension, means Raghunath Das to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they are still nourishing us. Maharaj and I were discussing this. How do you keep yourself alive spiritually? It's like Gurudev said about Swami Maharaj, we're still taking his prasad. So the mercy, the prasadam given by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the form of Charitamritam, and also Govinda Lilamritam, and Raghunath Das Goswami, this is still vital spiritual substance to us. And remembering them, what is that song of Narta about? All about remembering them, appreciating the spiritual substance that they've given us, and saying it will, by serving them, remembering them, will fill all your desires, means your inner desires, obviously, the soul's aspiration. The aspiration of your soul will be realized in connection with their holy lotus feet. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, we can say more about, and Raghunath Das, but I wanted to say something about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, because sometimes he's not as, say, famous as, you know, Rup Sanatan, Jiva, Raghunath, and Gopal Bhatta, in the least in one sense, in terms of how widely known he is. But there is a chapter in Antilila, which underscores its significance, that Jagadananda Pandit is mentioned, and the glories of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And Raghunath Bhatta, we're told in his case, from an early age, he's the son of Tapan Misra. And from an early age, he got some association with Mahaprabhu. In the beginning, some, we could say, peripheral seva, like, we hear he was a really good cook. And we understand the importance of prasadam, especially in Mahaprabhu's lines, imagine. And we have some experience of those who are really good cooks, but just imagine on what level Raghunath Bhatta is cooking. And he's like cooking for Mahaprabhu. As we were telling the other day, when Gadadhar Pandit cooks, Nityananda brings ingredients. Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani. Imagine Nityananda is bringing in ingredients and giving them to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit's cooking, and Nityananda is saying, invite me and Mahaprabhu, you know, for lunch. So this Raghunath Bhatta, he's cooking for Mahaprabhu and like cleaning, doing very nice seva. But he has some other sorts of ability too. We're told he stayed with Mahaprabhu in Puri for 8 months of intense association. But afterwards, Mahaprabhu indicated that he should take shelter of like Rup Sanatan and be with them. And we're told he would read the Bhagavatam, and not just read or sing, but so beautifully. They're saying each verse he could sing in like three different melodies according to what is being expressed there, or to take the mood in a particular direction. And this was to the pleasure of Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. They loved him very much. And he's very dear and favorite to them. And it's also mentioned, like his own personal way of dealing with devotees. And it's instructive. And even in that time, we're told Raghunath Bhatta Goswami never would allow his ears to hear criticism of another Vaishnava. And it's indicated, even if there was something legitimate to criticize, he didn't want to hear that because he understood, you know, the Krishna consciousness, Gaudiya Vaishnavism, is based upon appreciation for the devotee. That's what distinguishes real actual Vaishnavism. People say, they are the worshippers of Vishnu, or in some cases, Krishna. That's not untrue, but the real worship of Krishna is to worship his devotees. Same thing, Shiva told Parvati, Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Tasmat parataram devi tadiyanam samarchanam. Yes, worship of Vishnu is supreme, and by extension, Krishna. But worship of who is dear to Krishna is superior. And who is achyutapriya can indicate Krishna, but another meaning achyutapriya can mean Radharani. She is the one who is most dear to Krishna. And that this segues to, so that Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he doesn't ever want to criticize a devotee. Sometimes Guru Maharaj said, aparad can also be understood as apa radha, what is opposed to Radharani. She's the supreme devotee, and all the devotees on some level, there's a reflection of her devotion in them. To dismiss them, deny them, ignore them, offend them is either indirectly or directly to offend her. And then how can we possibly have any success in spiritual life? So that Raghunath Bhatta, he would never allow his ears to hear any offense. And he thought, they're all serving Krishna. I don't want to hear about their faults. If you're that fortunate, and it's so true now, he's thinking, if you have some service connection, Guru and Vaishnava, you're achieved. This is the treasure to be achieved in human life. And if you say, this person who in the recent past was, you know, roaming the material world, there's some residual movement from their past activities and the terms of what they do, how they behave, or their mentality, saying it's not substantial. Actually, that's almost like a ghost position. Their substantial position is they have a connection with Guru and Vaishnava and they're serving Krishna, and I recognize that. Just as when one person was saying to Srila Bhakti Dvaita Madhava Maharaj, like, why are you praising Govinda Maharaj so much? He did so much wrong. And Srila Madhava Maharaj said that when you see that type of devotion, if you don't offer praise, then you're at fault. He said, it's just the opposite of what you're thinking to emphasize the fault. He's saying, no, when you see this type of devotion, if you don't give recognition to it, you're at fault. Beautiful. And that's in the beginning of the Bhagavatam. Nirmat saranam satam. Right? Dharmat projita kaita bhotra paramo. Nirmat saranam satam. It's saying what is critical to Krishna conception, proper, is you cannot be envious of his devotee. So that's a negative. Then what's the positive? It's one thing to we say, non-envious, to not be envious. All right, that's one side. What's the other side? It means to appreciate, to offer praise, to have some genuine appreciation and recognition for them. So that was, and that focus was the focus of Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And to show just a hint of the kind of detachment he has, as they all exemplify, and it's expressed in the Shad Goswami Astakam of Srinivasa Charja. When Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he has a grihastha disciple who's very wealthy. So he comes to him and he said, I want to do some personal seva for you. Right? I have accumulated this wealth, and please, you know, Gurudev, you know, Goswami, please, you know. And what is Raghunath Bhatta Goswami saying? Rupa Goswami's deity could use a nice temple. That's his thinking. Govindaji, if you will build a beautiful temple for Govindaji and arrange some nice ornaments and flutes, and that would please me very much. So it's saying that what's coming to him is an offering to the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And we can see today that this was a major temple structure. And even with the other history where, what is it, the top three top three stories were removed, it's still magnificent. And that was built under the direction, under the order, guidance of Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami for Rupa Goswami's deity. So such an exalted personality. And when we say on that point of understanding, appreciation, nirmatsaranam satam, non-envious, but rather an appreciation of the devotee, the devotional position. We hear from Guru Maharaj, that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he's the Prayojan Tattvacharya. They take it, Sanatan Goswami, the Sambandhagyan, that means Bhakti Siddhanta, right? Therefore, his book is Brihad Bhagavatamritam, showing you step by step what are all the different gradations from, karma, misra, bhakti, to jnana, misra, bhakti, up to jnana, shunya, bhakti. He's showing you step by step, incrementally, what all these different positions can be. So it's bhakti siddhanta. He's the bhakti siddhanta acharya. He's showing us what is what. He's showing us how to, through comparative analysis, what holds a higher position, what holds a lower position. All worshipable, but still there's, stratification. There's levels. So then Rupa Goswami, Abhideya, he's the Rasa Shastra Acharya. His focus is on Rasa Shastra. Sanatan Goswami is giving all this Siddhanta. Rupa Goswami, Rasa Shastra, primarily. And we know Jiva Goswami, he's giving the support to what's given by Rupa Goswami and Sanatan, and scholarly support for those who might challenge its authenticity or, the veracity and all such things. But Raghunath Das Goswami called Prayojan Tattva Acharya. And what does that mean? Prayojan, it can mean the conclusion, the fruit, the ultimate concern. So Guru Maharaj, in his words, he says, Das Goswami, he boldly declares that ultimately, because this is all about Krishna consciousness, right? And the Bhagavatam, everything. And he's saying, he boldly declares that ultimately our concern is not so much with Krishna, but with Srimati Radharani. He's revealing the importance of Radha Dasyam, and that is the ultimate target of those in the Rupa Nuga line. And one particular work where that's being expressed is the Vilapa Kusumanjali, where he says, Ashavare Amrita Sindhu Mayi Katanchit. Asha means aspiration. What is giving meaning to one's life? What's motivating one? He's saying, what is my aspiration? Guru Maharaj expresses it this way in Sri Guru and His Grace. He said, interestingly, this is a direct prayer to Radharani, not Krishna. That's how he described it. Interesting. A direct prayer to Radharani, right, by the Prayojan Tattva Charja Raghunatha. He said, the purpose of my life is I'm cherishing this aspiration for the service of your holy lotus feet. That's what motivates me. That's what gives meaning to my life. This is my heart's aspiration, is the service of your holy lotus feet. That's everything to me. Without that, what is the value of my life? Right? So That's his first statement, prane. Without this, then my life is of no apparent value. As we told, Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj saying, I exist to fulfill the order of Saraswati Thakur. Without that, what is the purpose of my life in existence? That I have no other desire. So he said, so without that, my life is of no value. Prani, brajena. But then he says something more. He's saying, and without you, Vrindavan, that holiest of places, is of no value to me. And we can think, oh, how is that possible? Radha Padman Kitadam Vrindavan Jaranam Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Vrindavan proper is the Chinmoy conscious soil enriched with dedicating tendency, embellished by the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. It is a construct of her heart. There is no Vrindavan proper without her. Right? There are, the other rasas are client rasas of Madhura Rasa, of which she is the leader. And the everything is depend, the whole thing is dependent upon her. So he's saying, so not only is my life of no value without you, but Vrindavan is of no value to me without you. Then he ratchets it up one step higher, and Guru Maharaj said, in these words, he said, and I know it is a shameless thing to say, saying, but without you, Krishna is a dreadful thing. How is this? You mean reality is a beautiful Krishna? That Krishna, the Krishna of Krishna Nam, the Krishna of the Bhagavatam, the Krishna, all of these ways that we conceive of Krishna. He's saying, without you, Krishna is a dreadful thing. Bakari, baka means baka sura. Bakari means the killer of baka, like that demon killer. Saying, without you, I don't get that sweet, beautiful reality of the beautiful Krishna. That Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is only at your side. When he's in some other situation, it's not that Krishna, some other Krishna, even the demon killer Krishna, not appealing to me. But the Krishna who is at your side, and only at your side, without you, no value to me. So Guru Maharaj said, in this way, he's declaring boldly that ultimately our concern is with not so much with Krishna, but with Srimati Radharani and this aspiration of Radha Dasyam, service to her holy lotus feet. And we know that Das Goswami, we're told in a nutshell, Indra, Aishwarya, Sama, Stri, Apsara, Sama. He has wealth like Indra, the king of heaven, and he has a wife. Apsara means like heavenly courtesan, like supermodel from heaven. That's his wife, and he has money like Indra. And all he can think of is extricating himself from family life and going to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And his parents are opposed to this. So his mother suggests to the father, she's saying, why don't we shackle him? Right? Like, because he keeps trying to say, we'll just put shackles like a prisoner around his ankles with some chain. You know, he can walk around the house. It'll be a long chain. So he can, you know, but he'll be chained here. And the father said, if having money, wealth, like Indra, the king of heaven, and a wife like a heavenly goddess, if that's not enough to bind him, then what good will these shackles do? And he said, particularly for one who's become a madman for Mahaprabhu, yeah, who's gone mad for the lotus feet of Gauranga. So Das Goswami, and it's interesting because this overlaps with Krishnadas Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, that he gets the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Hare Krishna. All right. Before this, he's always unsuccessful. He's trying to run away from home and join Mahaprabhu. But somehow he's always captured, brought back, and it can't be achieved. But then Nityananda Prabhu and his associates come to Panihati. And Raghunath Das Goswami meets Nityananda Prabhu there. He's kind of hiding. Nityananda Prabhu accuses him of being a cheater, you know, and brings him closer to him, gives the dust from his holy lotus feet. And he said, and as a punishment for your cheating, he said, you need to feed me and all of my associates. So they have the Chiradoi festival. And at that time, talk about dhyan or meditation, Nityananda Prabhu, he brings Mahaprabhu there. Some devotees have the eyes to see Mahaprabhu. Not everyone can see. And Nityananda's taking Chirandoi from each plate, from the devotees, from each pot, and putting it into the mouth of Mahaprabhu. And he's laughing. Then Mahaprabhu's taking and putting that in Nityananda's mouth. And they're both laughing. They're actually taking the prasad of the devotees. And it's making them, they're very happy, and they're, and it's at this time that Raghunath Das Goswami, it's understood, he gets the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And there's more to that pastime, but just to indicate that, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and all the affection of the devotees, Nityananda Prabhu assures him that you will achieve the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, guaranteed. And we know shortly thereafter that Das Goswami, one night, there wasn't a pujari. The pujari is leaving his seva. Right? And the guru, Kula guru, family guru, Yarunandanacharya, came, said, can you go talk to him to get him to continue the seva? And Raghunath thought, it's late, and he's like, sure. And they go for a walk, and he tells, you can go, I can take care of this myself. Sure, yeah. And Yadunandanacharya goes home, and then Raghunath Das Goswami escapes. But every time before, he would run directly, and they would know where he's going, they'd find him. This time, he tricked them. He ran in the opposite direction, and then circled around, and he took a more circuitous route, and running like a madman, 20, 30 kilometers a day, sometimes drinking a little milk, from a gowala. After maybe 12 days, he reaches Jagannath Puri, all on foot, and achieves the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu puts him under the guidance of Swarup Damodar, and it's very significant. And one of his names, we're told, was, Swarupair Raghu, Swarup's Raghu, because there was Raghunath Vaidya, Raghunath, but there are three Raghunaths at least in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. So each one had to be identified in some way. So they would call him Swarup's Raghunath. That's how much he was intimate with Swarup Damodar Goswami, who's Lalita Sakhi. And we're told after some time that Raghunath Das Goswami said to Mahaprabhu, I'm happy assisting Swarup Damodar, but I also wanted some direct instruction from you. And Mahaprabhu said, I can give you. And he gave some instructions. Those famous, don't dress nicely, don't eat nicely, and, always talk about Krishna, avoid mundane talks, and in your heart's heart, worship Radha and Krishna. He said, but the reason I put you under the care of Swarup Damodar, he's saying, is that what I don't know, Swarup Damodar knows fully. Right? And that's a mysterious thing to say. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya, saying, what I don't know, he knows fully, and I want you to be trained under him. What it's an allusion to is that Krishna, under the influence of the heart and halo of Radharani, this is terra incognito for him. It's a previously unknown world and land. And he will be lost in the madness of divine love for Krishna, Radha Bhav, Radha Bhava Dyuti Subolita. At that time, who is assisting Radharani when she's lost in that divine madness? Lalita Sakhi, who is Swarup Damodar. She knows how to perfectly assist her in amplifying or augmenting certain moods, singing songs, presenting slokas that will bring some relief to the heart. So Mahaprabhu is telling him a fact. What I don't know, Swarup Damodar knows fully. And so I want you to be trained by him. And it's the notes of Swarup Damodar. We're told he keeps notes in a very succinct form. Ranganath Das Goswami's notes are more expansive. So together from Swarup Damodar and Ranganath Das Goswami, we get the insight into the ecstatic emotional interior of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and understand this, you know, Anta Krishna Bahir Gauram Darshitangari Vai Bhavam and Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Rasmad, who really Mahaprabhu is and what is his internal reason for descent. So this full wealth of this type of understanding of Mahaprabhu, it's unknown in the world besides Swarup Damodar, Ranganath Das Goswami, and a few. Right? So although there is the Chaitanya Bhagavat of Vrindavan Das Thakur, this confidential understanding is not presented there. So it's unknown to the devotees. So Ranganath Das Goswami, after the disappearance of Swarup Damodar and Mahaprabhu, he's saying, I have no longer any reason to live in the world. He thinks, I'll have the darshan of Radhakunda and Govardhan, and from Govardhan, I'll commit suicide and end my life. But we're told when he arrives there, he sees and feels that Mahaprabhu is alive again in Rupa and Sanatan. That's what revives him. And so he spends his final days in Radhakunda and Govardhan. We know his famous verse, you know, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam, saying, Govardhan, please give me a place near you. And the song that he was singing, crawling on his hands and knees on the sacred soil of Radhakunda, saying, Muke Radha Radha Bole Beshe Nayanera Jale Radhe Radhe. That's why we don't do that or like to hear that from anyone. That is the song of Ranganath Das Goswami on his hands and knees with tears streaming from his eyes. He's taking the name of Srimati Radharani. Right? So Guru Maharaj, they don't approve of that outside of Radhastami. Very rarely. Sometimes in Kartik. But that Das Goswami, in his final days, he is served by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu. And through that seva, the full wealth of Swarup Damodar and Ranganath Das is transferred to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So that when after they've left and they hear from Kaviraj Goswami, the devotees are astonished to hear this. They're basically hearing from him Chaitanya Charitamritam. They know Chaitanya Bhagavat. These are Mahabhagavatas. They know so many things. This is unique. And it's all being held at this point by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. We can say, we can understand, Prabodhananda Saraswati knows, it's very few, but they're hearing from Krishnadas what he got from Swarup Damodar and Raghunath Das, and they're pleading with him, Prabhu, you must preserve this for future generations, otherwise no one will know. But he's elderly, he's a humble Vaishnava, he needs some divine indication that really he should in fact do that. And we're told he goes to the Haridas Pandit, who's the leading devotee at Madan Gopal, who's always singing Chaitanya Bhagwat. We're told he appears like the moon in the midst of so many stars, and the way he sings Chaitanya Bhagwat is like a river of nectar descending from the moon. He approaches him, he gets his approval. Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, his approval. At last, the Madan Mohan deities, the garland falls, when he submits himself in supplication to the deities, the garland falls, giving some indication he should proceed. And although he's in his 90s, arthritic, like legally blind, he produces, as Guru said, the greatest work to have ever seen the light of day in all time, all space, and all creations. Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. That comes from the... And what did he say? Madan Mohan is dictating and I'm writing. That level. Guru Maharaj said, that's the level that Shastra proper and the higher Shastra should have. It's... Some mysterious power is moving my hand and making me write these things. Right? That's the quality of Chaitanya Charitamritam. And that Kaviraj Goswami said, how did this come about? Same beginning point. The mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And what was it based upon? Back to the original point of the Bhagavatam, non-envious of the devotee. Someone was dismissing the position of the devotee and using the excuse of favor of the deity, the relative of Kaviraj Goswami, who he chastised severely, saying, you've disrespected Nityananda and the position of the devotee, and you will go down for that. Nityananda appeared to him in a dream. We're told him, like, intoxicated with Krishna Prem. Like, when someone is in an extreme state of intoxication, they're like, everyone's my friend. Everyone have a drink with me. Drink what I'm drinking. They love everybody and said, you know, what is in that, you know, the Kripa avatar. There's so many other, what kind of avatar is he? The mercy avatar. Why? He's not distinguishing who's high, who's low, who's advanced, who's not advanced. He's so intoxicated with Krishna Prem, he's saying, you're all my friends. Drink, have a drink of what I'm drinking. Drink some of this nectarine substance. So we're told Nityananda, like in a very intoxicated mood with Krishna Prem, he's saying, Krishna Das, you know, I'm very pleased with you. Now you go to Vrindavan and there you will achieve everything. So Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I'm ashamed to admit, but I must say something. It's only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that I got this position and entrance into Vrindavan and have ultimately become the vehicle for Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam. So they are all inconceivably great. We're nourished by the remnants that they've left. And that's the last thing I'll say. And Maharaj, you can say something. And so Kel, when Hashyapriya Prabhu was keeping bees, and it was time to harvest the honey, and they had like jars of honey, and they wanted to present the first jar to Srila Govinda Maharaj. And he said, and everyone was so happy. And Gurudev said, oh, but my heart is not so happy about this. And we're like, what? Why? What? Was something done wrong or whatever? And he said, well, he said, like Guru Maharaj is sloka. And people are saying, well, what does he mean? And what he was saying, he had heard to get the honey, they're taking it from the bees. Gurudev said, but if you look in Guru Maharaj's sloka, which he said is his favorite, it's at the end of Prapanna Jivanamritam, Sri Sri Mad Bhagavat Padam Bhuja Madhu Madhu Shat Mad Dotsavik Shatpadai. Shatpadai means six legs. So it's a poetic way of saying bees. You could say a bee or they say Shatpadai, the six, it means bee, but he's saying, the bee-like devotees, they're relishing these nectarine instructions, from the Lord and like that, and the scriptures. They're relish like madly, the way bees are tasting honey. They're madly relishing this substance, and in their eagerness and excitement, some of that honey's like falling from their lips. And Guru Maharaj said, I'm catching that. And what I've caught from them, that's what I'm presenting to you in this Prapanna Jivanamrita. So Gurudev said, I'm thinking it should be like that. And then they explained to him, actually, they have a certain amount and we're taking the surplus. But it showed the sweetness of his thinking. He didn't like that. He liked the idea. He said, like Guru Maharaj's sloka, those great devotees, they're relishing some inconceivably nectarine substance, and in the madness of that relish, some drops are falling, and I'm capturing that. And that's what I mean to say. We cannot express proper appreciation for what they've given, but still, to this day, some drops of that nectar, by the grace of our Guru Varga, is being extended to us. And actually, it's that substance which enlivens us, nourishes us, and serving that gives meaning. Under the guidance of our Guru Varga, serving that gives meaning to our lives. Hare Krishna. Maharaj.
I think very beautiful discuss with her. And a few things to add it. And Raghunath Das Goswami history, he's an extreme case receiving association of Mahaprabhu. And he wants to inquire from Mahaprabhu some divine substance. And Mahaprabhu say, what really, I don't know about myself as much as Swarup Damodar would know. So we can see that first, Raghunath Das, very fortunate he's under Swarup Damodar care. Second of all, we'll see his extreme mood of self-determination that in a very short time he decided, I should not be around Mahaprabhu that close. That would not be beneficial for you. Yeah, maybe Mahaprabhu taking some lunch with, exalted souls, but that's not my way to maintain myself by his, prestige and his unique position. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's withdrawn himself, and first as a beggar, then he's taken prasadam, which is, left by pandas, rotten prasadam, and then one time Mahaprabhu...
That the cows won't eat.
Yes, then one time washing out rice of Jagannath prasadam and taking that rice, and then Mahaprabhu, everyday inquiry, so what is Raghunath's behavior? And he's very happy because Raghunath Goswami is number one vairagya, because if you want something divine, you have to have the price. But you know, there's like superficial vairagya and there are real vairagya. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he's showing that if you really want a Krishna consciousness, then you have to be prepared to pay the price. And showing in his own life, after being as rich as Indra, he's going into very severe austerities, but he's not really feeling bad. He's just thinking, I'm a very unqualified person. And that's an extraordinary, you know, revelation of what real devotees would feel like. And then after Mahaprabhu goes, he's going to Govardhan Hill, to jump from Govardhan Hill, and that end up his life in suicide. And again, somebody could say, is that the proper behavior? Is that the proper mood? Is that the, what, how we're supposed to feel? We can say that is the feeling of the highest devotee.
Right.
Who...
And they don't do it.
Right.
We should mention that. Sanatan said same thing. Mahaprabhu said, if you could get Krishna by suicide, I'm ready to do it a million times. Well, but it is, it reveals a level of mood, of intensity.
Yes. And many times Guru Maharaj and Gurudev would say, and as he approached Vrindavan and met with Rupa Sanatan, he fully achieved new life. Mahaprabhu would say, Tavakatamritam Tattva Jivanam, that Krishna consciousness and association of great devotees, that's what, where we have the spiritual life. Because if we are not, as Narottam Das Thakur was saying in his song, if we're not find ourselves at inspiring association of Vaishnava, then, you know, what kind of life we have? One who's truly trying to practice spiritual life, and truly, he will come to one conclusion, I'm not able to do that.
Yeah.
Then, within that lamentation, he will achieve lotus feet of devotee, and he will say, yeah, actually, that's what means spiritual life. And so that's what Raghunath Das, he is doing. He's coming to end his life at Govardhan Hill, and at the same time, there at Govardhan Hill, he discovered a new inspiration, new life, and not only that, finally we know that Krishna Das Kaviraj revealed by Nityananda Prabhu. It's like Nityananda Prabhu is connecting thread of the whole story, because he's telling to Krishna Das, oh, you should go to Vrindavan.
Yeah.
And then Krishna Das is thinking, like, why should I go from Vrindavan, you know, from like...
Jamadpur.
Yeah, there's still like parishadas of Mahaprabhu and living, you know, somewhere in Navadvip. So if I just can be around them, you know, what's going to make me to be in Vrindavan? Why Nityananda Prabhu is so much insisting, sending me to Vrindavan? Then Krishna Das Kaviraj coming to Vrindavan, and he rediscovered new culture, because remember, Vrindavan is kind of a remote place, and Vrindavan undiscovered at the moment. There are Brahmins for sure, there are some Krishna devotees for sure, but that's not the Vrindavan of six Goswamis, because it's just becoming an intense relation place, and it's like a happening place.
And they excavate all the holy places that are hidden and unknown.
The holy places, the deities, and even we can say, like, you know, what kind of devotees they had, who were able to build like temples like Govinda.
Yes.
You know, like we heard like Jiva Goswami, he's like Akbar want to become his disciple. You know, the people who's like in the midst of this, you know, this severe civilian war and conquering war, Vrindavan has become the most amazing blurring place. And how it's become a blurring place? By having such a great Vaishnava as Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Sanatan, and again, we're talking about previous Minister of Finances, Prime Minister. They're very unique, high intellectuals with great abilities to write and express, and they're engaged into thing. And someone like Jiva Goswami, if somebody have a problem, you know, what kind of sampradaya you have and what is your New Age stuff. Actually, it is New Age. I mean, the real New Age happens there. So that's a very interesting, all the relationships with Krishna Das Kaviraj. So Krishna Das Kaviraj must be inspired by Raghunath Das Goswami. And Remember, he's collecting all the things from Swarup Damodar, but I would say, who would be revealing them to Kadachi, those writings of Swarup Damodar?
Kordata,
who would have them in possession? It should be Raghunath Das Goswami.
Right. Because it's in, even if he doesn't have them literally, it's in him.
Right, right. That's what I mean. We don't know where something written at the time or spoken, but we know for sure that one thing we know for sure, Swarup Damodar would not be there because his heart crashed after Mahaprabhu disappearance immediately. So that means Raghunath Das Goswami, he carried the message of Swarup Damodar. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, we can understand he is, as in BBC films, we call the witness. Because there are like certain witnesses. And considering Rupa Sanatan, Rupa was very young. Sanatan was very qualified, but we can see Sanatan, he received so-called Sanatana Shiksha.
Yes.
And Rupa Goswami received his own Shiksha. So everybody would explain something to Krishnadas Kaviraj. But certain intimate things about Mahaprabhu, because remember, for everybody else, Mahaprabhu unknown. Even someone like Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, he couldn't really clearly get his dealing with God. It's not like Jesus Christ story. It is God, Mahaprabhu, not only God, he's like the most, how can you say, the most intimate revelation of God, Chana Avatar. Like, Mahaprabhu is not meant, Mahaprabhu can save everybody.
We're told with Sarvabhauma, he reveals his Ishwara Murti, his divinity.
Right.
To Ramananda, he reveals his Radha and Govinda combined.
Right.
Different.
So, in inner circle, he's giving different revelations. So if everybody like chant Hare Krishna and be happier, but what it really means, this Hare Krishna, who is embodiment of, because remember, when we say like, why Hare Krishna? We say Krishna now, but we really understand that Hare Krishna is
Radhe, Radha Krishna.
Krishna nourished by Radharani. She's actually can say Hare Krishna. I mean, that we also understand the meaning of the chant. Krishna cannot chant his own name as effectively as he's...
Well, no, but when he's Mahaprabhu, he can.
Right, right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Krishna cannot chant his name as effectively as Radharani. Therefore, he has to take this position of Radha Bhava Dutya, the devotee of Radharani, and all these things are quite amazing.
And we wouldn't know it except for Raghunath Das Goswami, because we can think, oh, he was such a vairagi and everything, and maybe he wrote, Mukta Charit and Vilapakusama, a couple of, you could think that maybe he's peripheral. Then you realize the book that we study every single day that tells us all of this comes from him.
Right, and here's two other things. First of all, for some reason, he would not be the guy. If you see, he give everything to Krishnadas Kaviraj. And why? Because he kind of understand the will of Nityananda Prabhu. It's actually Nityananda Prabhu is doing everything, using everybody. But if you look at Raghunath Das Goswami, really he's written books. I've read a little bit, very little.
But and they're beautiful.
I think he's the most amazing spiritual humorist. Because Raghunath Das Goswami, he described an amazing... Dana Nirvantana story, like he's describing like so much, and this Manasa Ganga story, like he's describing so many intimate stories, and Raghunath Das Goswami description, you understand, spiritual world is a lot of fun. like he will make all the jokes that Krishna makes and how Krishna appear in the form of the guardian of the, champak of, they're like innumerable stories.
Sweet, humorous pastimes.
Yes. So you can say at some certain point, he described Krishna as the most vairagi man. What is his business? He's described fun, love stories of Krishna.
So he's under a tree. He doesn't even have a bhajan kutir. Right. he's under a tree, maybe, and you see, has a little cloth and a water. He's with a stylo on a palm leaf, but this is what he's writing.
Right.
And he's totally nourished internally that he only needs a little buttermilk from this world.
Yeah, the most renowned person in the world has so much fun.
Right. He's full of joy, ecstatic joy.
Right. And so that's, you know, I mean, there so much can be spoken about that. I don't think I'm qualified to describe any of it. But considering that this would be the topic of discussion of Śrīla Govinda Maharaj and Guru Maharaj in a very inner circle of devotees, just like what happens right now. See, I would not imagine we would come up with something like that in public lecture in front of some new people, because they wouldn't really understand 90% of it, you know, maybe 100% of
right.
it. But
they'd have to appreciate the vibration.
They're talking about like, that was the topics what Śrīla Govinda Maharaj and Guru Maharaj would be excited to talk about.
Yes.
That would draw some excitement in them.
Exactly.
And they would give hundreds of sub-stories, so many examples, so many beautiful slokas comes with this as a package, because without their poetry, without their expressions, you can't really value. Like as we say, like Krishnadas Kaviraj say, Radha Bhava Dhyuti Sabhuridam Nomi Krishna Swarupam, or Radha Krishna Vikriti or Hladini Ashmat. Gurudev said, on word Vikriti I can speak forever.
Yeah, he said, I've been thinking about it for 40 years.
Right.
So, and by the way, those are Swarup Damodar slokas.
Yes. So that's quite interesting. I mean, it's, you know, in a movie we say POV, point of view, or mm-hmm. where you point the camera. But so there are like, there are so many descriptions. And again, another story, like just to get into what you describe about Raghunath Bhatta, who's a great cook. And he's mentioned, and Jagannanda Pandit mentioned. And we know when Jagannanda Pandit brought the whole, you know, jar of oil,
like yeah, precious, like sandalwood oil,
precious oil to Mahaprabhu just to like to massage Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, No, I cannot take this oil. I'm a sannyasi. You should give it to Jagannath. And like Jagannath Pandit looking at him, it's like taking to Jagannath. Oh. Yeah, that's right. And he's like crushing this oil. And then he's so angry.
Oil everywhere.
Yeah, and then he's so angry. And then he doesn't talk to Mahaprabhu for like 3 days.
And he won't eat.
Yeah, he won't eat.
Fasting.
So Mahaprabhu, he's like, what is his way to get around him? He's telling like, tell him that I want to eat.
Cook lunch today.
It's like Mahaprabhu's not telling, like if you tell the Jagannath, oh, why Jagannath not eating? Jagannath will be more angry and he
right.
definitely
and, not and
not
eat.
Eat. So then Mahaprabhu, very tricky, he's telling, oh, tell him I'm really, really hungry and, you know, like I can't live without his cooking. Then Jagannath is like, start cooking. So yeah. This is the realm of Raghunath Das Goswami.
Raghunath Bhatta.
Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, yeah. Cooking comparison. He's from that league. And we know who is Jagannanda. He is non different.
Satyabhama.
Satyabhama. And what is his writing?
Prema Vivart.
And Prema Vivart, he's telling, somebody can tell you Mahaprabhu is God. That is fine. But that's not my thing. I seed with him in the same desk in a school. I have so much exchange with him. And to me, he's always a particular person. Yeah, when you say something about him being
his
a God,
divinity.
His divinity, you know, that's
majestic.
Sorry, Jack, I'm glad you got it. But that's not what my description is. And he started description, his conflict with Mahaprabhu, his personal dealing pastimes. And at the same time in this book, if you really read Prema Vivarta, you'll get an amazing philosophy. The most amazing. What is the soul? What is human?
And one thing like, on this point too, I realized the other day. You're right to say it's Jagadananda Pandit or Sanatana Goswami. But remember, there is Sanatana Shiksha,
yes.
Rupa Shiksha. So it's actually, Mahaprabhu is saying all of these things.
Yes.
Really, if you look at it, he's right. The one who said all the about right. Aishwarya and it doesn't satisfy. He's telling you what satisfies or doesn't satisfy Krishna, and that's Sanatan Shiksha, and that's Rupa Shiksha, and what Jagat, you know, it all comes, even Upadeshamritam, Guru Maharaj said, it's written by Rupa Goswami. He said, Mahaprabhu's using him as a loudspeaker. Yeah. It's really his teachings. So it's real. Mahaprabhu is revealing all of this, but he's using his devotees to express it.
Of course. So that's why, as Maharaj said, how can you understand God without his devotees? Or how can you serve him without his devotees, when the anger of his devotees, that would bring him pleasure.
Yeah.
That's what Krishnadas Kaviraj revealed in the fourth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yeah.
He said that the fact that people pray to me, it's great for them, not for me. I don't have a, I mean, I'm definitely Krishna doesn't have a false ego. Remember, because Krishna known as somebody who's like washing feet of his devotees, are concerned about his devotees. So he said, if someone prayed to me, that's very good for him. Doesn't make me so, like, you know, like, I'm
and
not
he said,
moved.
What would enliven me?
Right, yeah. I'm not moved by, like, people, oh,
that's very good.
Describing me as some, you know, Ishvara, Brahma, Krishna. That may be good for Brahma, you know, he got at this time, at this point.
Yeah.
And as a teacher of universe, you know, it's good for the rest of the students. But when anger...
If my beloved...
And chastisement of my beloved...
Says, so, steals my mind from the reverential hymns of the Vedas.
Yes. And that is Jagannanda Pandit. That is Swarup Damodar, because Mahaprabhu would really follow what Swarup Damodar would say. Swarup Damodar, he had an ability to adjust Mahaprabhu. Anyway...
And Damodar Pandit, Mahaprabhu would sometimes say, I'm afraid of him. Of his devotee. He's the one who gave a lot of advice about what he should do. Not, and sometimes Mahaprabhu would say, I would consider doing that, but Damodar will be angry. Meaning Damodar Pandit.
Yes. And again, like...
And with that Raghunath, as you said, and Mahaprabhu, because Das Goswami's thinking, remember the parents, when he finally made it, and they realize he's with Mahaprabhu now, and everyone, yes, and he's very famous, Shivananda Singh saying, very famous, everyone knows him. And they're realizing, and what do they know about him? This like extreme renunciation. So the father sends money. And that's when Raghunath... Das, he starts saying, what am I going to do with all... He didn't take the money. He said, you all keep it. And they go, well, what do we do? He said, then make a feast and invite Mahaprabhu. So they said for 2 years he was doing that. And whether it was once a week, once a month, whenever, Mahaprabhu, they would do this. And then he started thinking, I don't think Mahaprabhu... He's coming, but I don't think he really approves this. And that's when he went to the Sringadwar. He stopped that, said, enough of this program. As you said, he went to the Sringadwar and started begging, and ultimately taking that, what was the cow, they like there's what people could no longer eat, they give to the cows. What the cows wouldn't eat, from that Raghunath Das would find little bits of like rice and like break that off, and that's when Srup Damodar comes, because Mahaprabhu says, what happened to those feasts of Raghunath? Is he still giving the feast? He doesn't invite us anymore. Find out what's going on. And Srup Damodar sees the situation. And then he's taking something and going, this is so tasteful and wonderful. Then Mahaprabhu comes. And Mahaprabhu, taking that substance, Mahaprabhu is saying, you're feasting and not inviting me? I've never tasted something so nectarine. But interestingly, Srup Damodar tells him, this is not fit for you. But That's what he said. When he took what Srup Damodar, what Raghunath Das was eating, he said, I've never tasted something so sweet and nectarine as this.
Which actually he's meaning the mood of Raghunath Das.
Yes, exactly.
Krishna's Bhava Grahi Janardhanam. He eats
right.
The mood of his devotee. So that's why Swarup Damodar, I mean, he understood, but...
And thematically, it's consistent with. So what is Raghunath doing, you could say? Like the Lalita Sakhi verse and other places. He's showing for the least aspect, that which has the least connection with Jagannath or Krishna, the greatest amount of reverence, relish, and appreciation for the least possible connection. Hare Krishna.
And here is their prey, actually. I mean, A. Krishna, Korana, Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate. Why do we have access to this divine content? Probably because we're the most fallen beings who receive the mercy because the Vaishnavas are so merciful. So this is a very powerful medicine. We think it is not, but actually... That's the most powerful medicine which can cure that hridrogam, that disease that we're all suffering from. And maybe we'll be suffering for so many lifetimes again, but having connections with this substance...
Mama janmani janmani shwane bhavatad bhakti rahoi tuki twayi.
Yes, so there is a hope, and that is the poetry of... You know what is that sloka about hope?
Ashavare?
Yes.
Amrita Sindhu Mayi Katan. That's Raghunath Das.
Yes.
Ashavare Amrita Sindhu. It's a nectar ocean. Mayi Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamitat Kila Sampratam Hi. Tvam Chait Kripam. Your Tvam Chait Kripam Mayim Dashi Rinayavakim Me. Prane Vrajema Chaburo Rubakari Napi. And that's the verse that Guru Maharaj said. Remember, Saraswati Thakur, we know how cautious he is about sahajiaism and artificial displays of emotion. And if anything comes to him, he's suppressing that. He's trying to keep it within and not express it. Sometimes if a tear is coming, he's wiping it away. He doesn't want to show that because then everyone will be misled. Right? But Guru Maharaj said, that said, and we know what his figure is like. He said, when he would discuss this sloka that you're referencing with his confidential circle privately, he said sometimes he was wailing uncontrollably, wailing. Tears were streaming down his eyes, and he's saying, that aspiration, that's how meaningful it is to Saraswati Thakur.
You know, it's an interesting thing. When I was in California, I was invited by some friends for kirtan.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know it was... I mean, it was really beautiful people. A very interesting doctor with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a few other friends. And, you know, some women that I would say had, like, real amazing academic singer voice.
Oh, okay.
And,
like,
you know,
trained.
She pull up harmonias and she start talking about Krishna, Govinda, and chant some songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really amazing, you know, like, and but it wasn't like, we didn't feel that we was on kirtan.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, you can't really go against the beautiful tune. But something inside of us would tell us, well, that is not what the kirtan is. So the question is, like, what would be the kirtan? So one of my friends said, so what do you think? And I said to him, well, it's a beautiful singing. But you know what the difference with kirtan? Will you go die with this song? Like, because we know people singing song, you know, people have been singing song because they get hanged or prosecuted. revolutionaries. You know, why? Because this song would justify their meaning. Yes, they know that their life just about ends. But, you know, they're singing about freedom, or they're, you know, they got their song which they're going to die with. It's not entirely a song which you'll enjoy. So this is, this sloka, it gives us understanding what the real kirtan is. Otherwise, you know, what is the meaning of all this Krishna Nam and all this beautiful music, and it's very ear-pleasing. And
yeah. But does it touch the heart, the deep heart's core?
Well, maybe someone, you know, Krishnadas, like Krishnadas Babaji would go sometimes hear Sahajas, and he would draw something from their thinking. And Guru Maharaj has not approved that, but right. We understand.
He's a exceptional case.
Yes, maybe he heard a tune, of authentic tune of the ancient Vaishnavas or something.
Well, Mahaprabhu, I mean, right. To take, you know, he's saying Yakumara Hara and Guru Maharaj. That's mundane poetry about a boy and a girl, their relationship. He's singing that in front of Jagannath.
Yes.
But Rupa Goswami writes the parallel sloka to say, who is that boy who is, you know, Priya Soyam Krishna? That boy is Krishna, that girl is Radharani, that river is actually Jamuna. What does Mahaprabhu say, as you told me? Says the Srupa Dharma, like, only you and I should know this. How does Rupa know this? How can he know my heart? And beautifully, Srupa Damodar says, like, you must have revealed it to him. And then Mahaprabhu says, that's right. He's acknowledging. He's saying, because I think he's fit to receive this.
But it would be much more interesting that he would say, now you all please give the blessing.
Yeah.
Which is like, right. Yeah, I give the mercy. But without your support, how this could be a substantial... Anyway, Maharaj, it's all very Krishna. High. By your grace and grace of our gurus, we are exposed to such a high content. And
for high personalities, Jai Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Krishna's Kavi Garj Goswami, Tirubhav Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai.
So even their passing away, giving us so much chance, hope, and life.
Yeah.
Talking about...